Barnes.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-350-3241. 800-350-3241. That's 800-350-3241. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC-32.
You're listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show, the most positive business talk show in America. Best-selling authors of Lists That Saved My Business and founders of the Extreme Customer Service Directory, Angel Tussey and Eric Raymer, are inspiring you to get your business right. They know that customer experience isn't just another thing, it's the only thing. Let's join Angel and Eric for today's program.
Hello, friends, and welcome to the Experience Pros Radio Show with Angel Tussey and Eric Raymer. Very nice to have you along with us today. We are here to remind you that small business is big business, and your business is our business. Angel is in Los Angeles today, hanging out with Bill Walsh and giving a presentation on how to build your brand via radio. And in her place today, our good friend, the social media advisor, Mrs. Holly Clear, how are you?
Hi, Eric. I'm doing great. This is so fun.
I'm so excited to have you here and co-hosting for the next 2 hours. This is something we've talked about for a while and finally got on the schedule, and it's like a dream come true.
It is a dream come true.
Very, very nice. Hey, you're tech savvy, right?
Sometimes.
What do you mean sometimes?
Well, so I was having some problems with my laptop today, and we couldn't find sound, and you know, I'd like to know that I could control it.
It's just you click on the dock, you just click the little settings device and then turn off the microphone. Yeah. Oh, you don't have a Mac.
I don't. No. So yeah, you know, you kind of have to live and breathe Mac if that's your world. And, you know, I just don't carry around my laptop with me all the time. So
No. I'm teasing about that. The day and age when the PC versus Mac true conversation was happening was back in the 80s. I mean, it really was an apples to oranges kind of a conversation. These days, all the computers do all the things, and you just got to figure out which buttons to push.
Yeah, it's really what is your favorite. You know, like, I am a Droid girl, and you are an iPhone person.
I am an iPhone person, and as we mentioned, did you see the big news release that Apple's getting ready to drop? So, I heard Ellen. Did you see Ellen's explanation?
I did not see Ellen.
Okay, so, you know, they went from the 7.
Yes.
And I was expecting Model 8, right? But there is no 8.
They skipped 8. They skipped 9.
Skipped 9, and now it's X for 10.
10, right? Yes.
And and so Ellen set this up on her show. She says, so apparently, you know, they bypassed 8 and jumped straight to 10. You probably want to know what happened to 9.
Yeah.
Well, 7, 8. 9.
So.
Oh, you're a mom. You should know that one.
Wow. I didn't realize you were going to be pulling out the dad joke.
It was Ellen. Ellen pulled out the dad jokes, and that's funny, too. I'm excited about the iPhone X, 10, whatever they're calling it. Are they calling it the X?
I think it's the 10.
It's the 10.
Yes.
Okay. I'm excited about it. I'm going to get it.
Well, I'm really excited for you, too, because you're finally going to have features that all us Droid people have had for quite a while.
Don't do that. Wow. All right. Give me an example of something that Android people, or Droids as they're known, have had that we don't have yet.
Yeah. So there's this really cool eye recognition feature that the 10 is going to have.
Yeah.
This is the only feature that I know about.
Okay.
Because someone specifically mentioned it. So the eye recognition feature, which will allow you to be able to scroll through web pages, and instead of using your finger to scroll, it follows your eyes.
Oh.
And I think there's also something integrated in that.
So if I'm looking down, it scrolls automatically for me?
Yeah. Yeah,
that's cool.
It's really weird. I actually have it shut off on my phone.
It's a little annoying. I wasn't looking there. I have a lazy eye.
I wasn't looking there. And then when you look away,
yeah,
right, then, I mean, it's still going. Yeah, it's still rolling.
You know, technology is one of those things that you get a start, and it takes a while, and good luck. My dad, when I was a kid, speech to text,
yeah,
was just being invented. And my dad was on one of the tech teams at Interstate Electronics that was developing this for what's now known as the the CES Consumer Electronics Show.
Oh,
in
yeah.
Las Vegas.
Oh, that's a serious show.
So I was like, you know, 7 years old, hanging out with my dad and I had a ventriloquial dummy, right? And
cool.
And they would put this up. You know, it took boxes and cars and trucks of computers to do the earliest forms of voice recognition.
Oh, wow. Right? Yeah.
But I would put the doll, the ventriloquial dummy, up on a shelf. Its lips wouldn't move at all, but didn't have to because it would say, "Hello, I am Eric."
Yeah. So super computerized.
Yeah, it really was. So it's
well, what a gift. What a huge gift for that to be such a powerful piece of technology, because it gave the people the ability to be able to speak and type.
Right.
You know,
absolutely. And you know, out of that, artificial intelligence has been born. Out of that, the series and what's yours?
Oh, I don't play with that.
Hey, Google.
I think it is like a Hey, Google or Alexa.
Well, Alexa's Amazon.
Okay.
Yeah, and between those three, people rule the world. Now, I'm excited about the phone, the iPhone 10?
10.
10.
We're not going to do iPhone X.
I think we should. I'm an iPhone X man. But it's significantly more expensive. The base model, there are only two models. The size is the same no matter what, and the first model is $999, and the second one is $1,149.
That's pretty steep.
Right? And the when you think about the one that I hold now, 600, what is the 6 Plus, was $750. And
wow.
There's a big jump.
Well, and you don't have payment options with Apple, right?
I do with Sprint. So okay. I pick this up, and I actually am allowed upgrades. Along the way, I chose not to because there really wasn't much of a significant upgrade.
Yeah,
I've been waiting for the 8, and you heard
and the
7, 8, 9. So I'm going to get the 10. But here's what I know: all my life, I've always bought the base model, and there's not enough storage really to do much. But for me, I don't do a lot of gaming. I don't do a lot of photos and stuff like that. I do more photos now than I ever did, thanks to social media.
Thank you, social media.
Right. But now I'm thinking I'm going to go I'm going with the $1,149 model, which is going to add about $70 a month, I think, to my bill.
Yeah.
But it's a smoking.
You know what?
Computer.
You're going to be able to do so many things on there. You can be absolutely productive. You can check your emails for more ever.
Right.
The memory space you have to be able to start playing games, because then I could share with you some super fun games, such as Angry Birds.
This is a business show. We don't play games.
You do have to have some downtime, right?
I have one game
is
on
it
my
solitaire
phone.
If it's solitaire.
No. Actually, I loaded a couple of other games for when I travel, but they're only travel games. I never go to them. But I have a casino game. It's called Big Fish Casino.
Okay.
And I've had it on my phones for the last two phones for about 4 years now. And the reason I have it, Holly, is because it's a fun little game. I started out with 10,000 chips, right?
Mm.
Not dollars, but chips. And I've got 68 million chips now. So it's a fun game to play.
It's a lot of chips.
The reason I got it, though, is it inspired me to gamify Experience Pros, to incentivize. So when you show up, what do we want to do? We want to reward the behaviors.
Yes.
What's one of the behaviors that we love at Experience Pros? Fan bragging. So if somebody, this never really came to fruit, but it's still in my noggin. If somebody comes to the Experience Pros website and wants to fan brag about somebody, I will give you a certain reward for that, a certain number of, quote, chips, right?
Cool.
Well, what's the point of getting chips? And by the way, if you show up tomorrow, I'll give you 1,000 chips for showing up 2 days in a row. And the next day, I'll give you 3,000, up to 25,000, right? So you can build just by coming back every time. Hmm. And when you do, and you do the behaviors that we like fan bragging about somebody, maybe you get 20,000 chips for fan bragging about somebody, right? And you build up this stockpile. Well, you got to have a way to spend them. Okay. So now you can use your chips to purchase airtime on the Experience Pros.
Oh.
Or you can use your chips to get a really cool mug that hashtag be awesome.
Be awesome.
Right?
That's right.
Yeah, there's...
That's cool. I like that.
It was an idea that never came to fruit. You know, they say when the timing is right, the timing is perfect. And I believe that. And by they, I mean we. That's one of the things
that
we
say. I think I've heard you say it once or twice.
Pros.
1,000 times.
But here's the thing. I really believe that the technology, the way that it is making it easier and easier to be successful.
True. I completely believe that.
And so I'm excited about the new iPhone X. 10.
We're going to do 10.
10.
Yeah, you know, but 10. I do like your X-Man thing.
I am the iPhone X-Man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's what it's got to be.
You got to ask me about what my superpower is. All right, gang. We're going to take a quick break. Holly Clear is in the studio with me all day long, sitting in for Angel. We're so grateful for you. TheSocialMediaAdvisor.com. You want to get your social media up a notch or 10 or X? Check out TheSocialMediaAdvisor.com. Back after these messages.
You're listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show, America's home for positive business talk.
Are you currently in the middle of a new home purchase and wondering if you're going to get the best deal out there? Have you been working on getting a home loan and still not sure if you're approved? Hey, this is Eric. Is your closing date fast approaching? You still don't know when or even if you're going to close? Check out our friends at Movement Mortgage. Let them serve your mortgage needs. They specialize in first-time homebuyers, military, and low down payment options. And they're here to serve you. Get your free mortgage consultation and rate match comparison at movement.com. With their upfront approval and streamlined closing process, you'll know if and when you're going to close. Join the movement of change and discover a new way to bring you home fast. Movement Mortgage. Movement Mortgage is an equal housing lender. NMLS ID 39179. NMLC consumeraccess.org. Movement Mortgage.
Hi, this is Angel, and just by listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show, you're a part of the revolution in how people treat people in business. Eric and I want to personally encourage you to take the next step and participate by fan bragging about someone else in small business in your local area. It's really easy, too. Just call 855-FANBRAG anytime throughout the day and tell us who you love to do business with. It's just that easy. But don't underestimate the power of a simple fan brag. When you say something nice about someone else in business, we'll reward you by allowing you to tell our listeners about your business too. We believe that kindness is so simple and you really can make a difference right there in your own hometown just by fan bragging. Think about it. Great referrals and free advertising on major market radio. Even the phone call is free. Call now. 855-FANBRAG. That's 855-326-2724. And become an active part of the positive business talk revolution.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Melberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Biz Talk Radio.
This is the Experience Pros Radio Show. Got an opinion or want to ask us a question? Email radio at experiencepros.com or message us on the Experience Pros Facebook page, and we'll interact with you live on the show.
Welcome back to the Experience Pros Radio Show. Angel is out in Los Angeles giving her heart and soul to a sold-out audience over at the Small Business Expo with Bill Walsh. And so you've got me, and I have Holly Clear, the social media advisor. Miss Holly, thank you so much for being here and helping me out with our radio show today.
Thank you for having me, Eric.
Super, super grateful. And, you know, the best laid plans of mice and men, our technology decided to make a mess all over the table. And I'm sorry for that. But
it happens.
But let's talk about the state of social media today, because things just seem to be changing so rapidly that, you know, how do you keep up with all the new social platforms and the new trends and the things you're supposed to remember? And
that's a lot.
Yeah.
Mouthful. You know, I actually spend a lot of time doing research online.
Okay.
I also attend a lot of workshops. So the last time I was here, we were talking about Social Media Day Denver. And right. There were actually 14 social media influencers who were present at that conference. So attending these events and doing a ton of research, playing with things online, really, really helps to stay on top of everything that's going on in the interwebs of social media.
Yeah, yeah.
There's a lot.
It's not what you know, but the people you associate with kind of give a little overlap on some help.
Yeah, and you actually have to be really careful with who you follow and who you call an influencer in this space, because you have to have the same fundamental beliefs and values.
Yeah, well said. That would stand to be repeated. I agree 100% with you. So let's talk about automation platforms for just a minute.
Are we going to talk about it?
Talk about it. I got what you did there.
Uh-huh.
For those listeners who don't know, I'm a big taco fan, and Holly knows it. I'm actually wearing my taco socks, my Tacosaurus Rex socks today.
Taco socks.
So let's talk about these. I don't know what they're called. Are they you know, like Hootsuite and Buffer and things like that? What are those called? Automate
tools.
They're tools.
Tools of the trade.
I'm a tool.
No.
Do you have a preference of one over the other, or do they do different things?
They do different things. I do have a preference as well. I like Hootsuite.
Okay.
Mostly because it's cost effective for me. I've got tons of accounts in there. I've actually got the level that I was able to add 20 different social media accounts under a really reasonable bucket a long time ago.
Yeah.
I grew up kind of on the TweetDeck.
I remember TweetDeck.
Yeah.
And I know that one of the shows down the hall here uses TweetDeck on a regular basis.
Yeah, and that's a great integration tool that works really, really well with Twitter.
Right.
But when I got to test out Hootsuite, I got to see there were some other cool things, such as images that I could include in and stuff and changing and formatting what auto-populated when it comes up. So I can actually push out the image that I want to. So if you share an article, for example,
right.
in Hootsuite, when it pushes out, you get the generic image that whatever that site had,
right.
that pushes through. But you can actually adjust your image to make it whatever you want.
What?
Yeah. And so you can even adjust the language in there, too. You can adjust the title. You can adjust the little intro to it. So you can give some perspective there
really?
In addition to your status update. So I liked that feature a lot. I think you can do that with TweetDeck now, but I just kind of fell in love with it. And I've just, I mean, I've been doing social media for over 8 years.
Yeah.
So it's.
Since social media was not even a twinkle.
Yeah.
Really? I mean, you know, social media is still in its very adolescent stages.
You know, I had a MySpace for my business.
Did you really?
I did. I loved MySpace because you could customize the whole wall. You could put a picture, not only pictures, but you could do your own theme songs.
Right.
And it would auto-populate when people showed up. Oh, yeah. I totally rocked that.
Does Justin Timberlake still own?
I think he sold his.
Did he sell his shares?
Yeah.
Interesting. MySpace is one of those, you know, another one, Foursquare. Whatever happened to Foursquare? I know it's still out there.
I think it changed to, there's some sort of bug. It changed to a bug name. I want to say it was like Sting or.
I'll look it up.
Buzz.
That's all right. I'll look it up. It's not a great importance. And so Facebook's still the king of the castle?
Depends on how you want to use social media. So there's over 2 million social media platforms out there.
2 million?
Yes. So there's hundreds.
My little share thing says 295. There's 2 million?
Yeah, there's hundreds for just gaming alone. And then there's some for images. There's some for artists. There's some for different creatives.
But do those things look like the genre of like the old bulletin boards back
yeah.
in the day?
Well, like Pinterest?
No. When I'm talking bulletin boards, I'm thinking more like Reddit.
Oh.
Like,
oh.
Reddit was like a
forum
style
bulletin
board. Yeah,
some of those are a little bit like
board.
Reddit. Others are truly social media engagement platforms, and people are just connecting to the places where they find the largest connection. Like Musical.ly, it's a social platform that just focuses on music, and people can share music with each other and dub their voices with their face singing these songs, and people like that, and, you know, just making little music videos. But it's its own platform for just people who are interested in sharing in music. So it really just depends on what you want to use it for. Facebook is awesome for connecting with friends, family, classmates, colleagues.
Right.
LinkedIn is still the top when it comes to professional connecting.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very interesting. And Twitter. I reference Twitter as a great big filing cabinet.
Yeah, you know, a great news source now.
Yeah.
So,
right.
you know, I watched the debates on Twitter because it was live feeding. Instantly, I could see them. I could see
really?
Feedback that people were doing right in Twitter. And, you know, I mean, that's just the thing. If you use social, you've probably connected to over 1,000 different people or accounts.
Yeah.
And so you're not using it to just scroll through your newsfeed anymore. You're searching the platform for the things that you actually want to see.
That's very interesting. I'm always one step behind, I feel like. And I used to feel like I was cutting edge. So I don't know how you reconcile those two. But I just tend to scroll and see what's going on. Now, I use YouTube as a search engine all the time.
So if you think about how you use YouTube and you started using Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn the same way, every single word that you put in your status update in any of these platforms is searchable and can be found the same way you look up stuff in YouTube.
Really?
That's why what you say matters in your story on your social media profiles, because all of it's searchable. Comments can be searchable. Posts are searchable. Titles for videos.
Holly Clear, the social media advisor. The time flies when we're having fun. We need your contact information.
Yes. Find us at www.thesocialmediaadvisor.com. You can always call the main number, which is 303-847-7070.
Do that number one more time.
303-847-7070.
Holly's going to be with us throughout the entire program, folks, so don't go anywhere. We're going to take a quick break. You're listening to Holly and Eric. This is the Experience Pros Radio Network. Angel is in Los Angeles. If you are of the sort to pray, lift up a nice prayer for her. We'd appreciate that. She's got, she's speaking her heart out today. She's going to be exhausted by the time the day is over.
She is.
All right, gang, back after these messages.
America's home for positive business talk. You're listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show. Contact them on the web at experiencepros.com.
End-of-life care can be medically and emotionally draining, with 30% of pet owners experiencing grief following euthanasia. But there's a trend that's making it more comfortable all around. Dr. Christine O'Rourke, veterinarian with Peaceful Journey Pet Hospice, Great Falls, Montana, explains veterinary hospice.
So that's comfort care for our animals toward the end of life that have been diagnosed with either cancer, maybe have severe osteoarthritis, things like that we can help them in the home.
With on-call veterinarians and medicine to alleviate discomfort and stress, and grief counseling.
Our pets are part of our family so that they can be at home with their family at that difficult time.
This pet trend is brought to you by the American Veterinary Medical Association. Visit avma.org to learn more about end-of-life care and other issues that are important to you and your pet. That's avma.org.
With 20% back in rewards on color copies from Staples, you can run your business with confidence. The confidence to leave behind presentations that customers will read, not recycle. The confidence to produce color manuals that'll keep your business in the black. The confidence that your financial forecast will no longer be partly cloudy. Show off your business in full color for less at Staples. Now get 20% back in rewards on color presentations, manuals, and copies. Staples, it's pro time. Visit staples.com/20color. Expires 11/4/17. Exclusions apply.
U2 America TV, featuring original live programs created with you in mind. Engage with shows through social media and the U2 America app. America Trends with Dr. Gina covers the trending topics of the day and allows viewers to interact with the show. Sully's Biz Brew is business with a barroom slant, delivered with a twist. Visit U2America.com to find a channel near you. U2 America, red, white, and you.
I owed the IRS $10,000.
The IRS garnished my wages.
They put a lien on my house.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency in the world. They do not give up until you pay.
I couldn't sleep. We were being audited. I called Tax Solutions Now, and a great big weight was lifted off my shoulders.
I called Tax Solutions Now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Tax Solutions Now had my wage garnishment lifted in 48 hours.
Tax Solutions Now can get you help. Our agents know the rules, can stop the pain, and get you the best deal. We connect you with a team of former IRS agents and tax professionals who will get the IRS off your back.
We saved our home and overcame the most powerful collection agency in the world.
Call Tax Solutions Now. Time is running out.
Call 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166.
How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow!
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this? How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember,
We specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more. And we have great rates for smokers, too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
Biz Talk Radio.
The Experience Pros Radio Show, home of the original Fan Bragging Fridays. Take just 20 seconds to become a business revolutionary by sharing a fan bragging story of great customer service by using the hashtag FanBrag or calling the Fan Bragging Hotline at 855-FANBRAG. FANBRAG. Now back to Angel and Eric, the Experience Pros.
Welcome back to the Experience Pros Radio Show. Angel out sitting in for her. Holly Clear, thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Very nice to have you along with us. And listen, folks, Safe Kids Worldwide has released the latest study showing that most kids aren't properly secured in their car seats, their tether issue, and most people aren't even aware of what the latches are in the newer vehicles. This leads to severe injuries and even possible death in children that have been placed in forward-facing car seats. The campaign is being started at the outset of Child Passenger Safety Week, which begins September 17th. And here to talk about this, we have Lori Walker, Safe Kids Worldwide Child Passenger Safety Expert on with all kinds of programs, all kinds of pedigree. I want to get straight to the story. Lori, welcome to the Experience Pros Radio Show.
Well, thank you. It's great to be with you.
So, Lori, help us understand, what is going on in the child? Have we taken two steps back?
No, actually, the car seats that are out there now are really scientifically engineered. They're getting better. It's like your telephone, you know, every year it gets better and better and more features, and I think that's exactly what we're seeing. But the use of this top tether, and that's the story that we're reporting today, is that more than 60% of families don't use it. It's free, it's on the seat, your car's equipped to handle it, and many people just don't use it. It's there, and it makes your child safer. So we just want to remind parents to take time to do the tether, and their child would be significantly safer in a sudden stop or a crash.
You know, and this is Holly. Thank you for sharing this message. And being a mom, it is overwhelming to think about all the different rules and restrictions and everything else. But there's resources. There are free resources for us parents to get car seats installed correctly and even go through instruction. You know, it's just a matter of what are those resources and how do we get connected to keep up to date to all the latest laws and how these tools should be used.
Lori, do you have a reference, a solution for where people can go to find out more information about the use of the tether?
Yes, and I have two of them. Actually, we have a program, a website that is called ultimatecarseatguide.org, and that has video to show you exactly what we're talking about. It really explains everything. You put in your child's age, weight, and then an initial or something. We don't want to know. We don't want to violate privacy. But we want you to be able to go in and say, I have a 2-year-old, I have a 3-year-old, I have a 1-month-old, and you will get information specific to what you need for that child at that particular point in time. So that's the Ultimate Car Seat Guide. And you can access that on the safekids.org website, too. You can just go there, and you can learn about all sorts of child safety information. But today we're talking about what happens in the car and for kids that are forward-facing with a harness.
Oh,
and for
yeah.
those kids, you use a seatbelt or the lower attachments to put the bottom of the car seat and attach that to the car.
Right.
But then what's missing is that third piece, which is the tether, which is up behind the child's head that has a dedicated hook allocated to a seating position in the car that you attach that to. And that holds the top of the car seat to the vehicle seat.
You know, Lori, I'm going to say I am, my kids are way too old for this conversation. I got men now, and I haven't been in the back seat of a car for a very long time. But this tether, I didn't even know there was one. Is it something that's outfitted actually in the car, or does it come as a part of the seat?
Actually, that's a wonderful question. The tether comes on the car seat. It's already there. It's free.
On the car seat.
And it's been there since 2001. Since every model since 2001 that can be used forward-facing with the harness has had a tether on it. It has a little hook on the bottom, and it's a strap, a separate strap that comes out of the back of the car seat. The car has at least three dedicated anchors that you can hook that into. And, in fact, we were just in a Chevy Traverse doing some testing. They had six tethers in their tether anchors in their car. So it's up to the manufacturer to put more than three in, but they have to put three. And every car seat that can be used forward-facing has that tether on it. So it's there, it's free. And if people are worried about getting it right or using it right the first time, go to our website, safekids.org, and then find your Safe Kids. It can tell you about one of the 500 events that we're hosting in the month of September all across the country. And that's Child Passenger Safety Week coming up next Sunday through the following Saturday.
Well,
so people should get help if they don't know where to look. And our folks that are out there as certified child passenger safety technicians, all 40,000 of them, are out there working this week trying to help families do this right.
It is Child Passenger Safety Week, September 17th through the 23rd, and culminating with the National Seat Check Saturday on September 23rd. I'm just impressed with the scale and scope of this, and really didn't even know that I mean, I thought car seats were designed and done, and we've moved on, but apparently technology is screaming at us to make sure that we get it right.
Well, and it's not only for infants.
Yeah.
Teenagers, you know, kids of all levels need to be harnessed in properly.
Absolutely.
Because of, you know, they could be injured if they're not.
Yeah. All right. Give those websites, if you will, one more time, please.
Sure. Start out at safekids.org, safekids.org. And from there, you can go to the Ultimate Car Seat Guide. That's all one word. ultimatecarseatguide.org. So you can do that individually, or you can access it from the Safe Kids website. And the Ultimate Car Seat Guide is available in both English and Spanish, has wonderful pictures, wonderful video. So it's the way to get started if you don't know anything about car seats and want to just, you know, put your foot in the water and start thinking about it. And then it's also there for those people that already have children. They just don't know what to do next.
Yeah.
So,
yeah,
this... Holly's right. It's complicated. As your child ages, you use a different kind of seat because it's different protection at different ages.
Well, this is fascinating and life-saving. And so, Lori, we're grateful that you have taken the time to join us here on the Experience Pros Radio Show to spread the word.
Oh, well, thanks so much for doing it. And I hope your listeners will reach out to our technicians and figure out what they need to know for not just their kids, but grandkids and, you know, neighbors' kids.
There
whoever
you go.
They can help.
Absolutely. All right. That's our friend Lori Walker from Safe Kids Worldwide, safekids.org. Go check it out. Check out the Ultimate Car Seat Guide and make sure that you are tethered properly. We do appreciate that. So, Holly, like I said, it's been such a long time since I've even kind of like even looked at a back seat for any reason whatsoever. I really thought that technology had stalled, right? That we're done. If you've got a perfect fit, but apparently it's not a perfect fit and kids are getting injured.
It is not a perfect fit. And you know what else is the fact that you can't really reuse your car seats over and over and over again. You can't just pass them down to people because the technology changes and the regulations change.
In the automobiles.
In the car seats themselves.
Oh.
So when you get a booster seat that's been used by someone else or a car seat itself, they say, you know, it's not safe to share that.
What was once legal isn't necessarily.
Yeah, I don't know if it's against the law, but they frown on it. They don't even want consignment shops necessarily selling them a whole lot, but. You know, being a mom of two kids, I had to have two car seats.
Sure.
So, yeah, it's there's a lot of stuff out there. And if, even so far as to say I can't wear my winter coat in my car seat. Yeah. I mean, there's so many things now.
We had, and that makes it really awkward because you've got, you know, we live in a climate here that is freezing for several months out of the year.
And now I have to take my baby out of this big fuzzy jacket.
That's just supposed to keep them warm. Yeah.
Yeah. It's a challenge being a parent.
I guess so. A challenge being a kid.
Yeah.
all right. So I have a friend who all the way through sixth grade, his daughter was petite, and she sat in a booster seat in the car, in the back seat, and I thought, and it looked so odd.
It does, and, you know, it's about the height, not about the age.
And the weight, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Wow. All right, gang, we're going to take a quick break, but when we come back, more positive business talk. Holly Clear, the social media advisor, thesocialmediaadvisor.com, hanging out with us. And as you've come to expect, this is the home of positive business talk. Back after these messages.
The Experience Pros, revolutionizing the way people treat people in business.
Hi, this is Angel, and just by listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show, you're a part of the revolution in how people treat people in business. Eric and I want to personally encourage you to take the next step and participate by fan bragging about someone else in small business in your local area. It's really easy, too. Just call 855-FANBRAG anytime throughout the day and tell us who you love to do business with. It's just that easy. But don't underestimate the power of a simple fan brag. When you say something nice about someone else in business, we'll reward you by allowing you to tell our listeners about your business too. We believe that kindness is so simple and you really can make a difference right there in your own hometown just by fan bragging. Think about it. Great referrals and free advertising on major market radio. Even the phone call is free. Call now. 855-FANBRAG. That's 855-326-2724. And become an active part of the positive business talk revolution. Do you wish your career was moving along a different path? Do you ever feel like your business owns you when it really should be the other way around? Do you feel like this isn't the life you thought you'd be living? Well, you're not alone. Sandy Corrigan has a system that helps people create careers worth having, businesses worth owning, that results in lives worth living. Call or text Sandy Corrigan today at 303-907-1010. That's 303-907-1010. It's worth the phone call.
If you rely on networking to build your business, you need Renovate. If you are sick of wasting your time cold calling to find a few, you need Renovate. Extreme Relationship Management will help you renovate. Renovate is revolutionary training that elevates your not working and supercharges your networking to get real results. Sign up for the next Renovate training this week at ExtremeRelationshipManagement.com or call 855-I-LIKE-ERM. You need Renovate.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guided Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
If you're struggling to pay or haven't been making your student loan payments, listen carefully to this urgent alert. Have you been out of school for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? Are your student loans past due or even in default? Can't go back to school because of an old student loan problem? Fast Track Student Loans can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop collection calls, and stop seizure of your tax refund. Give yourself a break. Stop the stress and get your student loan payments down to as little as $25 a month based on what you can afford to pay. One quick 10-minute call could help you solve your student loan problems. So call right now. Not available in all states. Payments may vary based on income.
800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. That's 800-685-0129.
Biz Talk Radio.
Revolutionizing the way people treat people in business. The Experience Pros, America's home for positive business talk.
Hello, friends, and welcome back to America's Home for Positive Business Talk. This is the Experience Pros Radio Show. Angel's out in Los Angeles hanging out with Bill Walsh and the Small Business Expo in L.A. And sitting in for her, our good friend Holly Clear with thesocialmediaadvisor.com. Holly, it's always a joy to have you in the studio.
Thank you, Eric.
Absolutely.
I love getting to hang out with you.
Now, one of the things that I wanted to talk about, because I have been to your office, which is in the same tower complex as ours, you have such a cool hipster vibe in your office.
Thank you.
I just love coming over and hanging out with you. Talk about the inspiration for your office.
Well, I have a lot of colors in my logo.
Yeah.
Right. So I wanted the entire space to be full of my brand, and I wanted to be an educational space. So I've got some tables in there that are intended to provide an education space for people. And I want other people to come visit. So a lot of my friends work from home.
Right.
And they can just come into the office. We share the space. We share the internet. And, you know, we get to have some quality time together. And it's fun. You know, the biggest thing is it needs to be functional. You need to be welcoming. It needs to represent your personality.
Sure.
So one of the nice things I incorporated was I have food. I have plates.
Wait, slow down. What?
I have food in my space.
What kind of food you got over there?
Well, I have a refrigerator in there.
You got a refrigerator?
I do. And it kind of looks like a Red Bull can. It looks like a soda can. And it's branded. And it's really cool. It's long. And it holds quite a bit of things. I've got some wine. I've got some soda. I've got some waters and some Gatorades and some food.
You got wine?
Yeah, I do. So when I say, come on over,
you really mean it.
I really mean it. I want people to come in and feel like they're part of my home work environment.
You know, I came across an article in Inc.com, and John Kastler wrote, and he's the vice president of marketing at Hennessy Consulting. I said John, it's Jordan. He says, five tips you can use to get you into an office space that you really love. And if I could, I would simply kick you out and occupy your space. You ever walk into a model home or something like that and go, oh, yeah, I just don't move a thing.
Yeah, just leave it all.
I'll take it.
Well, that's a huge compliment. Thank you.
It's true. And in your office, you know, you get the fern or the plants that are it makes it soft. It makes it inviting.
Thank you.
You didn't even mention yet that you have this complete cool video studio.
I do.
Which is amazing. But here are some of the tips that this Jordan Kastler says. It's number one, office furniture. Reconsider how you shop. This is the tradition of You know, the traditional notion of office furniture is a desk, a standard office chair, maybe file cabinets, a bookshelf, or whatever. He says, if you're setting up office space, either in your home or in a larger space for your team, consider going eco-friendly and ditch the traditional concepts of cubicles and such. A lot of people are using the, what do you call those?
Those standing desks?
Standing desks.
Yes, those are really cool.
I haven't figured that out yet.
Well, so, but you can stand all day, and it's supposed to be great for... No, not so much.
Why would you? I don't get it. But, you know, using reclaimed wood, bamboo, recycled metal, plastics, all great options. How about lighting? You have an eye for the lighting as well. Talk about what you've got in your office.
So I have these two lights for when I'm live. So I've got the regular fluorescent lights, right?
Sure.
And I've got these giant windows.
Yeah.
And I've got the blinds situated so that they're about halfway down, so the lighting is nice and still soft.
Okay.
But then when I'm live, I've got these cool lights that shine right onto my space. And they've got the height adjusted and everything else, so it just gives me the right color. You know, because or else I've got pigments of orange or pigments of blues or reds, and depending on the time of day or if there's weather outside, you know, I could look really gray.
Yeah, these are things that women really concern themselves with, and I know because Angel sits here and every time, and you did it too when you came in.
Yeah,
you get all set up, and then we do a little dress up. We get the lipstick on, we do the powder in the face, and the color and the whatever all you do. And then Angel has a ring of lights that are LEDs that goes right over the camera that faces back at her.
Yeah.
So that it gives her the depth.
It's a great tool.
Yeah.
You know, and unfortunately, my video is not working every time we go on. But
I know, isn't it?
But it's okay.
It's very frustrating.
It's totally okay. But yeah, the ring light is fantastic, and it's great for selfies as well.
Oh, selfies.
Yes.
I'll have to remember that. If you want to set up a really cool green office space, leave enough walking and moving space. You can give yourself some white space on the floor plan, if you will. Another thing that I love about your office, and you don't have a huge office,
no,
but you have utilized the economy of space to its absolute nth degree.
Thank you.
I just think that, you know, like you said, I could see two or three people walking into your office and having no challenge whatsoever to set down and set up a workspace.
Yeah.
And well, just have a conversation.
Not only that, but have a conversation. I can do presentations on the wall with my giant TV, right?
That we
got made with Printing Done Quickly. And, you know, that was a really cool branded aspect.
Describe that, because when you say giant TV, everybody goes to the 60-inch flat screen.
Yeah, and it's not even a TV. Like, I can't turn on a button. So I have a projector.
Yeah.
That projects an image onto the wall, and the image itself is framed by this gorgeous piece of, I think it's vinyl.
Yeah. It's a vinyl cutout that looks like a television.
It does. Like a classic retro television.
So the projection goes into what would be the screen.
Yeah.
It's really, really
it's
cool.
It's super cool.
Yeah.
And then I also have enough space in there to be able to do yoga, so I've got a yoga mat. And so, you know, I could bring that downstairs to the gym, or I can just go on ahead and stretch and things like that in the office. And I needed it to be functional. I needed a lot of variety because when I worked from home, I had all of those options. And so when you go to move into an office space, you want it to be the environment that fits your personality and your needs.
Right.
Yeah.
You're doing a great job
with that.
All right. Final thing before we have to go. Talk to me about your use of paper.
Yes. I am virtually paperless. I print 5 pieces of paper about once a week.
Five a week.
And that includes, like, those are signature pages for contracts. It's the only paper that I actually get printed. So in my office, or else I just go and get it printed somewhere else. So, yeah, everything I save into the cloud and I back up. So we've got an external drive. We back that up to the cloud. We've got a couple of different places. So it doesn't matter where I work, but everything is still accessible.
I love it. All right. I'm going to check with our producer because I believe we have to say goodbye real quick. But don't go anywhere, folks. Hour number 2 of Positive Business Talk with the social media advisor, Holly Clear, coming up next.
You're listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show, America's home for positive business talk.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. And if you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.